are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi! Welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning into our show, we are going to help you question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Now, our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we are definitely going to have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests to see if any of them are in the professions that you are thinking about pursuing, and you can read their bios, you can listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows directly to your computer, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality. Click the link, and this takes you directly to our archive page, and that is where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. Just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and it should take you right there. We are also on Stitcher.com, which is the new thing. It's the latest, the hip, happening, hot station where we are. You can check that out. It's got a lot of great shows that you might be interested in as well. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, that is on our official website, which is different from the LA Talk Radio website. It is called QuestionRealityRadioShow.com, QuestionRealityRadioShow.com, and if you go there, you'll find out all about the future guests up until the end of the year. So, yay! Now, as always, we have fantastic, exciting guests, but we once in a while have someone on the show that is sizzling, sultry, sexy, like nuclear bomb hot. And that is what we have for you today. Her name is Brittany McDonald, and she is an indie singer-songwriter. This girl, my God, to gaze upon her is to drive the male insane. The male insane. You want to go to her website right now. It's noticemeofficial.com. Notice Me Official. And boy, she didn't even have to name it Notice Me, because you notice Brittany McDonald. noticemeofficial.com. She's also on YouTube under Brittany MCD Music. Brittany MCD Music. She's on Facebook at Brittany McDonald Music, and Twitter at Brit, B-R-I-T-T, M-C-D, Music. And, of course, iTunes as well. If you want to email her, she is open to taking questions. Her email address is BrittanyMcDonaldMusic@gmail.com. BrittanyMcDonaldMusic@gmail.com. And McDonald is spelled just like our favorite fast food. Yeah, our favorite fast food restaurant, McDonald minus the S. So BrittanyMcDonaldMusic@gmail.com. We are going to be talking to Brittany today about many things. She is going to be answering some questions for you, some career questions, and we're going to ask her things like, how do you balance your music with other obligations such as your mate and children, social life? How do you handle mistakes during a performance? When you're performing, how do you keep your audience engaged and excited? I imagine just looking at Brittany, anyone would stay engaged and excited, but maybe she has some other tips for the average-looking person who's performing. So we'll see. And then, very exciting, at 5:30, 5:30, we are going to play Britney's latest single, and it's titled Notice Me, again, 5:30. So you have to stay tuned in. Don't you dare leave. You can also see Britney perform this song by going to YouTube, and it can be purchased at iTunes and Amazon. Again, Notice Me by Brittany Murphy. Now, real quick about Brittany, this hot little chick, she is making an impressive debut with this hot single, Notice Me. She's had over 100,000 views on YouTube. She's got like 40,000 followers on Twitter and Facebook, and it's no surprise that her music has been featured on Golden Globe Emmy-winning shows, including Modern Family, one of my favorites, and Guiding Light. And her other song, which is entitled Another Wannabe, was featured on 8 million Sony MP3 players worldwide. And she's had notable mentions from Arianna Huffington, who personally gave Britney her own blog on the Huffington Post. I mean, how cool is that? And also tastemakers like Perez Hilton. So with all this happening, it is just obvious that Britney McDonald's music is speaking volumes, and we are so lucky to have her on the show today. I feel so honored and graced and touched by an angel. Welcome, Britney.
Hello. Thank you for having me on here, Priscilla.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you for taking time on this Memorial Day weekend. I was just speaking with you before the show because I thought, my God, you must have plans lined up every second of the day. So I feel so honored that you would spend today with us. So, my God.
Of course I would make time for it.
Yeah, well, you're a mover and a shaker, and I think your career, just by speaking with you and seeing, having the little interaction that I've had with you, you are just such a consummate professional. You are mostly concerned, as you should be, about your career, and I just really feel so honored to have you on the show today. You're not only talented but you as an artist, but you also have a great business sense, and this is something I stress on the show so much. You can be an artist, but you also have to take care of your shit. You got to take care of your business. And I can tell by you, you know, you return emails promptly, you return phone calls. I mean, you're all up on it, honey. Now,
yes, I am.
Brittany. Now, first of all, before we start talking to you, what are you doing this Memorial Day weekend? Where are you right now? What are you going to be doing tomorrow? What's happening?
Honestly, it's been a really busy year, so I'm just trying to relax and kind of gear up for the rest of the year, so it's not really a crazy weekend.
Oh my God, where are the men? How could you look like you do and be wasting that on no men this weekend? Are you kidding? I would have
sometimes you just need your space.
What?
Sometimes you just need your space.
Oh, I guess so. When you're bombarded like you are, you definitely
right.
Need your space. Okay, I see it now. I see it. I'm trying to attract
you're
them in
too
with
sweet.
Magnets. I'm trying to attract them with magnets and steel, and you're like, oh, I want to repel them with mace and roach spray. Okay, got it. All right. Totally different.
Roach spray. That's
here.
Amazing.
Totally different. Okay, so we'll start out with this question. When Britney McDonald was an itsy-bitsy, gorgeous little girl, what profession did you see yourself in when you were a child? You know how, you know, I wanted to be Wonder Woman. What did you want to be?
Mm-hmm. This is kind of a weird question because I feel like I've never known a day that I didn't want to be in music in some sort of fashion. So it's kind of weird. I don't actually have any recollection of ever wanting to do anything else. And it's kind of a blessing and a curse because,
yes.
You know, it's so embedded in you and it makes you so driven. But at the same time, you're like, gosh, things get tough sometimes and you wish you just wanted to do something else, but no, that's not the case. I don't think I've ever remembered a day not wanting to be in music ever.
I like that. I like what you just said. It's a blessing and a curse because some people really are extremely frustrated and stressed out because they are like, 35, 45, 55, and they still, to this day, don't know what they want to do. They've tried multiple professions, and because of it, they've gained lots of skills. You know, have you ever heard the phrase, jack of all trades, master of none? So they can do so many different things, but they've always felt that they have never really found the one thing that truly makes them happy. So you've got that type of person, and then you got the person like you who's always known what you wanted to do, and people like them would go, oh my god, you're so lucky, because that would be such a relief.
That's but what then, I hear all the time. And I'm like, but there's a flip side to that.
I really like that. I mean, you're the only person in all the years that I've been interviewing singers that has brought that up, that it's a blessing and a curse, and I like that, because it'll make the poor people who are scattered, who don't know what they want to do, it'll make them feel better that, you know, you guys don't have it so great either, because you
no.
do. Tell us about that, to make the people who don't know what they want to do, to make them feel better. How is it, you know, that you see this as a curse?
Well, I mean, the grass is always greener on the other side, you know, and it's so true. I mean, you look at somebody else and you go, gosh, I wish I had that. But everything comes with its own cost, you know, and it's so wonderful that I've always known what I've wanted to do, but it's also so frustrating to have to go through certain things or a certain, you know, school and all these things, knowing what you want to do and not really having to need to figure it out. And it's frustrating, like you feel you can't just jump off and do it, you know, and knowing that what you wanted to do your entire life is a wonderful, wonderful thing, because you know exactly what you're passionate about, but you become so passionate about it that you can't really see much else. So, I mean, I see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could become so fixated that you could really stress yourself out, like,
and be just as stressed out as the people who don't know what they want to do. So we're all even here.
Exactly. I like that. I mean, and for people that are in the situation that you are, where that's all they ever wanted to do, if you don't have, and I'm going to take a side approach for a minute, and if you are a person who is fortunate, I think it's fortunate to know what you always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. If you are, and you've become so mastered, you've mastered your craft, and you become so fixated on that journey, God forbid anything happen where you could not pursue that particular career, whether it's a singer and you lose your vocal ability, or you're
an athlete,
because as you know, perfect example you just brought up with the athletes, I mean, how many times have we heard and seen on television the people that they take it so hard that they end up committing suicide, or they become depressed forever, or they get hooked on drugs.
Whoa, that's rough.
You know, but they do, because they don't think that they can do anything else. So I always suggest that, yes, you can be fixated on your career, but try to find a hobby. Try to find something else that you like, that you can be skilled at enough. If something happens, you can take a break and say, you know what, I'm going to take a break, try this out, see if I really love this as well, and you can have a backup plan. It's just like what your mother and father said, have a backup plan. You want to be a singer and actor?
How do you know? Have you spoken to my parents?
Have a backup plan. Okay. So I imagine, was your family supportive of your career choice, like from the very beginning, or have they just recently become supportive? Tell us about that.
My parents always knew. I mean, when I was 3, I was dancing on the table at Chuck E. Cheese singing. So I think that they always just knew, you know, and they were never not supportive of it, but they did, you know, want me to go to school and want me to go to college and want me to do all the things that every good kid should do. but they've always been supportive of my music, no matter what. So I've been very lucky in that manner, because some people aren't as fortunate, you know, and they have to kind of deviate from their family and, you know, go against what they say. But I've been very, very, very lucky.
Now, with your family being supportive, are there other people in your family that are singers or vocalists or pursuing a music career?
My brother is extremely talented. He can play any instrument. He's a kid that can pick up an instrument and just play it immediately. But he's not going down the music road. He's chosen a couple of different things, which are very unique. He flies helicopters and, you know, does fun stuff.
Wow!
We're both very different.
Wow! Wow, that is a gifted child there that can pick up an instrument and know how to play it right away. That's
incredible. Yeah.
He's an adventurer with the helicopter
thing. He is.
Oh my God. I think that's a person that's really living life. That's a person who's realizes I only have a small window on this earth. I am going to press my luck. I love it. I wish I was as bold. I mean, I love people that
I think
are,
it runs in our family.
Yeah, I really admire that a lot. Not that I would do it. I could not do that. I mean, I could if I had to. I mean, if there was no other option, I would jump out of a damn plane. I went skydiving, for God's sake. So I would do that. Of course, I went tandem.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to jump out by myself. I'm like, if I'm going down and dying, you're coming with me. But I could. I mean, I guess I would if I had to. But I really admire that a lot. So your family, what would you suggest if someone came to you and said, Brittany, I want to pursue a career in music. My family is really upset. They're stressing me out. They're having panic attacks thinking I'm going to live in a one-room apartment and have roaches and rats that will eat me alive because I'm going to be poor. Which you just might. What advice would you give them? I mean, what if they're really, really concerned and it's causing them so much distress that they can't focus on pursuing a career in music? What would you tell them?
You have to follow your dreams. You have to follow your own truth and your own heart. You can't, nobody else can tell you what's right for you. So if it's your passion and you're passionate about it and you're willing to make the sacrifices and live in the roach infested apartment, I mean, some people, that's living the dream.
Yeah.
You know, being the person that you want to be or that you're made to be, it doesn't matter where you're living as long as you're doing it and being what you want to be. Eventually, you're going to get into a place where you will be able to support yourself. But in the meantime, you have to be happy with yourself. You can't live your life for other people. Because when you're happy, everybody else will be happy. So I would say go for it every single time.
Yeah. And my God, if you don't have any food, you can catch those little roaches and cook them up. I mean, it is a delicacy in some countries. You put some damn chocolate syrup on them and cook them up. You got your protein for a whole week. Think of them as a food source. Am I right, Brittany? So
there you go. It's all the way you look at it.
Exactly. Think positive. It's protein. If you were on Survivor or Fear Factor, you'd have to eat them. All right. So what?
They can do it.
Yeah. What musical artist from other genres influenced you growing up?
Oh gosh, Michael Jackson was huge. I mean, it was 1990 and I was living, you know, all of his biggest songs like Thriller and whatnot. Like it was that year, you know,
even
though it was in the 80s, Beat It, everything else. Like all these songs, I was just growing up with him and, you know, some country, Garth Brooks. I wasn't allowed to listen to Madonna until a little bit later on, but she is huge. I love iconic, big artists with big personalities and have a lot to say. So everyone from Michael Jackson to even, you know, Gwen Stefani, back when I was young, she was in a band called No Doubt. And No Doubt is from Orange County, and that's where I grew up. So she was pretty influential for me as well. I love a variety of artists, but mainly a lot of popular artists because of the influence that they've been able to have.
Okay, now you know I'm going to go there. Why were you not allowed to listen to Madonna?
I was not allowed to do a lot of things.
Oh yeah. Well, in the OC, but based on the OC, I heard they do a lot of stuff down in the OC. What's happening that you were not allowed to listen to poor little old Madonna?
Oh, poor little old Madonna. You know, I lived in a very conservative home, and my parents were not into a lot of things that popular culture was putting out. And you know what? For good reason, even today, there's a lot of things that should be monitored that kids are watching that they shouldn't see. However, you know, I was a sponge when it came to music, and I heard Alanis Morissette when I was like 11 years old and almost died inside because I was so excited that she was saying all these things that nobody else was saying. But I was very influenced by all of these artists, so I mean, I have had countless CDs broken by my mom.
No, I know what you went through because my mother, after there was that whole incident with Madonna and the burning of a cross or crosses on a yard, that's it. I wasn't allowed anything related to Madonna. So I know what you're talking about. And I'm actually Irish, but yet we're Baptist. It's weird, but I wasn't allowed to listen to Madonna for a while too.
I love her now.
God, I love Madonna. Oh, are you kidding? I had everything. I am from the 80s. So, I mean, I had the whole get up. I mean, we're talking like I dress like Madonna every day. I mean, every day. Me and my girls, we were like, that's it. We were hitting the club. We looked just like Madonna. Okay. What are some of your current musical influences?
Oh gosh, people I love right now. I listen to lots of really different things, especially being a songwriter. You're really looking for inspiration kind of anywhere and everywhere. And, you know, the newest people that nobody ever hears of, you know, you kind of like, you grasp at even songwriters, like big songwriters with their back catalog, songs that you'll never hear. I listen to a lot of things like that. But as far as people that would be recognized, are people like Lily Allen. She's a little bit older, a couple years ago, but she's a British artist, singer-songwriter. Ellie Goulding, I'm sure you know who Ellie Goulding is. Pink, love Pink. Love Lady Gaga. She is ridiculous, and I love everything about it. Marina and the Diamonds, she's a little bit more independent. I like a lot of strong female artists. I love strong females.
Yeah, I noticed there wasn't one man in the group there. Okay. I thought you were going to say Bruno Mars or somebody.
I do like Bruno Mars. I think he's wonderful. I think
Neo.
He's so talented.
Yeah, he's
Neo. He is an incredible songwriter. Neo.
He is. Now, what experiences most influence the songs that you write? You know, country people, a dog died, the postman was seeing my wife. There was something like that. What experiences do you have that influence the songs you write? Because I notice a pattern with the Notice Me and then the
Another Wannabe.
So let's talk
Social ideals that I disagree with. The way that things are and the way that I wish they would be probably frustrates me the most. And anything that frustrates me ends up in a song. So it's very strange because some people write from happy places, some people write from really sad places, and their songs reflect, you know, the sadness, or they reflect the very happiness. But mine kind of reflect this questioning. Like, Notice Me, it's, you know, the hook of the song, the chorus, it says, you know, if I took off my clothes, then maybe you'd notice me, which is very smart ass of me. Can I say ass? It's kind of just a little take on where society's at. You know, you feel like you can do all these things, and women have so many options now, and we can be in the workforce somewhat equal to men. And it's like, but you know what? I can do all these things, but if I took off my clothes, then maybe you'd notice me, you know, like the most raw form. So I really write from a place of frustration and experiences and just like social ideals or society. Notice Me definitely came from the music industry. Feeling like you can't get attention as a female unless you do something big. And even though your songs might be absolutely wonderful and maybe crafted, you know, 99% perfectly and sung with a wonderful emotion, it's like, well, you know, but if you wore this, it might be better. And it's like, wait a second, out of all things, if I wore that, that's what's going to, you know, get me where I want to be? Come on. You know, it feels really dumbed down. So that's kind of where that song came from, feeling a little bit rejected by the industry. And the industry is primarily dominated by males, which makes it even tougher. So,
Now,
yeah.
I I'm fascinated by your thought process on this, because you are such a beautiful, beautiful woman, as you know, and you are exactly, honestly, you are exactly commercially, you are everything that a label is looking for. Everything. I mean, you're beautiful, you can sing, you write. You are what the dream is in the industry, right? So why would you, of all people, have a problem with anything in your life not going 100% your way? Because I would think a record label would look at you and say, oh my God, let's shoot her right to the top. What's the problem?
I'm pretty opinionated, and I know what I want. And I think if you are very passionate and very driven about something, that can sometimes be intimidating to people, because in the pop world, there are very few that get to do what they want. Most of the time, they have a lot of people telling them what to wear and how to act and what to say. And even though they may be a part of the process of creating their music, it gets so exhausting because it's such a large show that they need people to come in and tell them what to do. And so when you go in there and you tell them, I'm not going to be told what to do, and this is how it's going to be, and the messages I'm trying to send, and I'm trying to, you know, put a message out there that can relate to people, and they want to hear that, but they don't, because they want to make you what into something that they think will make money. They don't necessarily believe that you're going to make money, even though you look like you might. They still need to mold you into what they want. And, you know, when you're not 16 or 14 going into the industry and you really don't have any say when you're that young because you're a minor, I'm an adult and I have my own opinions and my own thoughts, and I think sometimes that becomes challenging. That's the only thing I can gather from it at this point.
Yeah,
it's tough.
So they would want you to dress a certain way, or to your image to be something that's different than the way you feel inside. So you look like the perfect candidate for a commercial label, but inside you don't feel that way. You feel like an indie artist. So you have that little rebel without a cause, that little rebel in you. Rebel with a cause. Yeah. That little bohemian. And that doesn't sit well with the labels. Is that what you're saying?
You have some edge and spank on you. Like, you, it becomes to a point where they go, oh, well, you know, that might be a little bit too much. I mean, when I was in Nashville at one point, and I heard that all of the time. You know, this is too edgy. This is too opinionated. Do you really wear that outfit every day? I mean, is that really in your closet? Because that's a little much. You know, and when you have a 60-year-old man asking you, is that really what you wear every day, and can you please not wear that and wear something else that's a little bit nicer, like a dress or something, you know, flowy and with butterflies around, you know, it feels demeaning towards you, because you're trying to stand for something else. And, you know, it becomes complicated, because you're not going to pursue something that compromises your values or what you believe in. So you just have to be, you know, strong in your path and what you believe in. And so that's what becomes tough, I think, about anything in the entertainment industry, is staying strong in what you believe in. So
now, I like that point. Now, okay, of course, not knowing the music industry as well as you two, I ask, with people striving to get to a certain level from a record label, or have them take them to where they want to go, if you feel the way you feel, and you know that that's pretty much an across-the-board type mentality, how far do you expect to go in your career with the mentality that you have?
I mean, you have to give and take. You have to compromise, like anything in any business. It's compromise. You know, nobody just wins all the time. Mm-hmm. So you have to pick and choose your battles. And depending on how far you want to go, I mean, some indie acts will tell you, I just want to be indie and that's all I care about. And, you know, I just want to be indie forever. But that's not necessarily true, because when you're an artist and you're creating music and art, you want people to see it. You want people to hear it. That's why you're making it. You're not making it to stay in a room and never be heard. Mm-hmm. That's just silly. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to really say, well, if what my music and my art, if that's really a true representation of me, you have to trust it. And then you have to walk into somebody and hope that they'll help you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, it depends on what level you want, because so many different musicians and singers and writers want to be at different levels. You know, some people don't need to go all the way to the top, you know. Me, on the other hand, yes. But some people just, it's not as important. So I think that's a big decision that everybody has to decide when they're going into a career in entertainment, I think in any facet, is how far do you want to go? Mm-hmm. And when you choose to go at certain levels, what are you willing to compromise? And what are you not willing to compromise? And I think that really comes with a strong sense of self, you know, and once you find that, I think you're good to go.
Yeah, I was just wondering if other artists like yourself at your, not only with your talent, but your beauty, if they, I imagine they do have to put up with that at the inception of the career. But I wonder, I guess it's just a matter of finding the right label or people to help you that share your mentality. Because I'm just wondering, I know for a fact that you're not going to tell Nicki Minaj what to wear, what not to wear.
No. But when she first started out, it probably wasn't like that.
Yeah.
She had to give a little bit, you know.
And pink. Pink seems that she's always been the same. So I'm just wondering.
Yeah. They just find the right people, and it takes a long time. Like, when you talk to somebody, like, you see an interview on Katy Perry, the girl had been dropped from 3 different labels. She had been doing this for 10 years, you know, before anybody ever heard of her. Like, nobody happens overnight that is genuinely trying to get their music heard. You know, they say it takes at least around 7 years. So that's a long time, you know, to really be going at it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I tell you, it's 5:30 and we want to get that song playing. I'm already 2 minutes behind schedule. So I want people to hear. It is, let's say, we're going to play your song. It is Notice Me, your latest single. And this is produced by you. Are you independent?
Yeah, I'm a co-producer on it. I wrote it and with actually a female writer in Nashville. Her name is Melissa Pierce. And produce some of it in Nashville, and then finish the rest of it out in LA.
Okay, so this is indie produced. We like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to Notice Me, and then when we come back, we are going to get into some career advice. They're going to be strictly career advice questions. So, okay, so Ronan, let's play Notice Me. Woo!
Shoes, sailor red lips, speak when you're spoken to, a go get 'em smile with that en vogue style, stand still and look brand new, eyelashes flirt, hike up your skirt, ain't that how you get what you want. I'm just a girl in a big boy's world, trying to be discreet, climbing up your ladder, got a name I've built, think for myself, what you get is what you see. But if I took off my clothes, maybe you would notice me. Isn't it sad? Isn't it a shame that we're still so far away? Can't make the front page, can't win the race until you are airbrush made. They say it's change, but it's still the same. Sex sells is never going out of style. And I'm just a girl.
Mystery as a device. entice, to intrigue. Where is the beauty that only the imagination can let us see?
On American Idol. That was hot dog. Oh, that doesn't even sound right for a white girl to be saying that. That was really good. I love that. Now I really can hear, as I listen to the words, I can really hear exactly what your message is. It's a very potent message, and I'm glad you're representing for everyone. You're out there representing, like, hey, I love it. I'm gonna give you an imaginary bump there, but it's really good that you're putting songs of social relevance out. I really appreciate that. I did a I was in a music video a couple years ago. A group called Simple Plan. I don't know if you remember them. You remember that group,
yeah.
Simple Plan?
Yes, I do.
And remember the video where it had the anorexic and the girl who was cutting herself, and then the guy who came from the military, and they were throwing eggs at him, and then it was about all of these things that society was thinking and feeling, and this is what the song reminded me of. It was such a potent message. Really, really nice song, and you co-wrote it with the other girl. Have you written many more songs with her, or... It's just this one?
You know, I try to write with lots of different people. So just one, Notice Me was the only song that we have completely finished. There's a couple ones that were in the works that are still kind of on hold. But I try to write with as many different people as I can. You always have to put yourself out there. So, that song is magic.
What type of responses are you getting from fans and new listeners on the release of your current single, Notice Me?
I mean, I think everyone just relates and understands, and it's not just women. I think it's a lot of people who feel like they're a minority, you know, a lot of people who just feel that they aren't noticed for who they are, you know, and it takes something else for them to get noticed, and it's frustrating. I mean, it's hard to get noticed in this world, and it's hard to get appreciated for what you can contribute to society, you know. So I think everyone just says they really understand, you know, and they relate and they appreciate it.
Was this the song that was featured on Modern Family and Guiding Light? Was this the song?
No, that was a different song. That was the song that I actually wrote with a guy named Gabriel Mann, who's in a band called The Rescues, which is a really great band here in Los Angeles. They're amazing.
Was that another wannabe? Was it that song?
No, that was another one. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot the name of this song. What is it called? It's called Happy. The song is called Happy. Sorry.
Okay.
Happy, and it's on the season 2 premiere of Modern Family.
Oh my God.
A couple
seasons
ago.
Now, is that on sale at iTunes? And
no, it's not. That one has been during some transition of certain styles of music that I was writing. So it kind of is like a one-off. It really wasn't, it didn't match a lot of the things that I was doing at the time.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's not available. Yet,
damn it, I wanted to hear that one. Now, you, I had mentioned in your brief bio that you had notable mentions from Arianna Huffington, who gave you your own blog on the Huffington Post. How the hell did that happen?
Gosh, when I did Notice Me and first had the video, I just kind of sent it out to a couple of people, and I sent it to Arianna Huffington, And she responded and loved it and said, I want you to be a writer for the Huffington Post. So write whatever you want. So right now I just have a couple of things up. I try to be very selective on the subjects that I talk about. But yeah, I kind of just get to freeform write, which is wonderful.
What are some
so
of the
So that was so neat.
Well, first of all, what's your column called on Huffington Post so we can check it out?
You can go to my bio. It's just huffingtonpost.com/Brittany McDonald.
Okay.
Full name, and then you'll see my articles pull up.
Okay. And what are the articles? Are they music related or?
Yeah, some. I mean, kind of really just what inspires me. So I'm in the process of writing another one right now, which I'm not going to say what it is just yet. But one of them is about Notice Me, and another one is about it's called Say Yes. I think it's something about saying yes and leaving yourself open to opportunities and seizing them and taking them when they're available, and not just taking them when they're available, create opportunities and not being fearful of them, because some of the best things that happen in your life happen when you are taking risks. So
that's
one of the other ones.
So they're not interviews with artists. They're just your own personal process.
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
How in the heck did you come across Perez Hilton? How did that happen at one of your wild parties, I guess?
Yeah, you know. No, it was very casual. I've been, you know, in the music industry for a couple of years, so you know, you meet people along the way and you get lucky.
And did he like the song Notice Me? Was that what he referenced when you spoke with him, or what did he say to you?
Wait, I'm sorry, who was that you said?
Perez Hilton. Did you guys talk about your song?
Gosh. Perez has not heard Notice Me. Perez has heard a couple of other things, and that's a very interesting story. Gosh, that's a long one. I might actually take up all of your time, so I don't know if you want to hear that one or save that for later.
We'll save it for next interview. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We had said earlier that we were going to talk about some career questions for the audience, so I want to start with the one that that I had mentioned. What advice do you have for people on how to balance their music with their other obligations, such as their mate, or if they have children, or their social life? What is the best way to handle that?
I mean, it goes back to the first, the question that you had, or that we were discussing about what level do you want to take your music or your passion too, because if you just want to, you know, play open mic nights and it to be casual, then there's no problem being able to juggle it all. You always have to make space for your passion, because if you don't, you're not going to feel fulfilled, because that is your passion, you know. But if you want to take it to a level where it's a full-time career, a lot of things have to get sacrificed, and you can juggle it. You cannot do it all, but you can attempt to juggle it, but it depends on the level that you want to take it to.
You really have to have people in your life who are understanding, and of course,
children are supportive, understanding.
But if you explain to them that this is for a better life, then hopefully they will understand. And you have a mate.
I mean, that
will help you too.
And if you have a mate, they have to be 100% supportive, and they cannot be jealous.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make sure that you're with someone that understands, you know, how important it is to you and how important it is to your happiness, and ultimately to the two of your happinesses, you know. So there's a lot that plays into it, you know.
I never understood how singer-songwriters date other singer-songwriters, or musicians or actors date actors, because it is such a competitive field in itself. I would imagine that someone would feel jealous or slighted. The old green-eyed monster would come up, because, I mean, we are only animals after all, but
yes.
I would imagine that's like a huge part of a relationship and why so many people go from one mate to another. So, definitely have to have somebody that's understanding. Now, how do you handle mistakes during a performance? I don't know if you've ever had any, but if you are, you know, what do you do? I mean, I would If I were
you keep
kidding,
you smiling, you keep on going.
Yeah, keep on trucking. That's what I would think. But a lot of people say, oh my God, I get so nervous. I say take the nerves and turn it into an energy and perform for the audience. I don't know.
But... Oh, it turns into an energy whether you wanted to or not.
You are not, right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any performer or, you know, actor, actress, anybody is not. The nervousness
yeah.
becomes
if you're not
positive
nervous,
energy.
Then I would
you
think you'd
learn.
Be bored with your job if you're not nervous. There's something wrong with you. You shouldn't be performing
yeah.
because we need to see that in your performance. When
yeah.
you're performing, how do you personally keep an audience engaged and excited? Or actually, what do you think that one could do if they're just starting out? What can you do to keep them engaged, excited?
I mean, you have to. The material that you're performing is probably key because you have to feel it. You have to emote. You have to be able to captivate people. And if you are not involved in the song, if you are not feeling what you're singing, then nobody else is going to feel it. So if you are not able to translate an emotion live or even in your voice where people believe you, then that's your biggest problem. You know, it doesn't even matter necessarily all the fancy outfits and the lights and, you know, you have to just get to people on a real level. That is what you're saying. Do you believe what you're saying and what you're singing? And once you believe it, can you emote it? So I think for people who are just getting started with their music and learning how to play it out or even record it, I mean, it's very hard sometimes to even get the right emotion when you're recording it even. So I think the importance is in the emotion, what you feel
yeah,
when you're singing it, and you have to get it across.
It's common sense. Why the hell does anybody want to sit for an hour and watch somebody sit there and read music, sheet music, or sit there and look down and strum their guitar? I just never got that personally. I don't know. If we're coming to see you, we want to see you. We want to see people want to watch people do something that they either can't do for some reason or that they get titillated when they watch the person do it. Seriously.
Nice word choice.
I mean, come on. Now, we only have a couple more minutes. I want to get this. This is going to throw you off. What
Uh-oh.
Is the worst advice you've ever gotten on how to pursue your career in music? The worst advice.
Oh, this is so easy. I had a meeting with a woman in the industry, a woman, believe it or not, because they're very few. And she told me that this is early on in my career that she's not sure if there is a place in the industry or the market for music like mine. And it's extremely discouraging, first of all, to tell anyone who creates something that there's not a place for them because that's so weird. There's a place
yeah,
for everybody. Yeah, and I don't know what her problem was, but that anybody who tries to discourage you from doing something that you are passionate about or excel in, that is probably the worst advice. Anybody who tries to deter you from that, if you know deep down, I mean, sometimes you wish you could do something and you're not that great at it, but you really want to do something, but deep down you really know if you're really good at something. And if you're really good at something and you're passionate about it and you're driven, and you should never let anyone tell you to go the other direction. I think the worst advice was, that's not even advice, that was just a comment, I guess.
Yeah, that reminds me of, he was a carpenter before, Harrison Ford. He was a painter, a house painter, and he was told he was going to different managers and agents, and he had this one agent tell him, "You have absolutely, I'm going to be honest with you, you have absolutely no talent. You will never be an actor. You'll never be a star." And he told Harrison Ford that. And Harrison, if you watch interviews, that still is under his claw because he brings that up like every once in a while. So there's a perfect example. He was told he would never have anything. There you go. So
yeah, there are many major, major, major stars who have been told many things like that. And it's almost fuel to the fire. You know,
yeah.
It's almost like, well, I'm going to take that and turn it into something positive. You know,
right.
Watch me.
That's right. Anybody tells you you can't do something, instead of thinking, feeling depressed or negative or thinking you don't have talent, say, oh, yeah, I'm going to show you, bitch. Okay, so we have to go, but real quick, I just want you to tell us, like, in 30 seconds, tell me what are the new exciting things that are coming up that we can expect from you this year?
I am so excited. I am holed up in the studio right now. That's how excited I am. I am working on new music, and I'm really, it's the best music I've ever written, and it's the best sounding music I've ever, I personally think that I've ever, am going to put out. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to new songs, new videos, all the things artists do.
Well, I love that video that went with Notice Me. That was really, really
well.
I love it. So I highly suggest everybody go to YouTube right now and they type Brittany MC.
Please.
Music. Brittany MCD Music. Check this video out. This girl is smoking hot and you won't mind looking at her for like 3, 4, 5 minutes. Trust me. So also friend her on Facebook at Brittany McDonald Music and also tweet her or follow her at Britt, B-R-I-T-T, M-C-D, Music. And, of course, buy her single on iTunes and Amazon. Show Brittany your support by buying it so she can move up here to Beverly Hills or up to L.A. instead of being in the O.C. We need her up here. And I'm looking forward to the new video. So go to her website, noticemeofficial.com, and I'm sure she'll have information about the new music videos that are coming out. I can't wait to see it. And will you please come back on the show next year when you finish?
Yay! Most definitely.
Brittany McDonald, everybody. Say goodbye to your fans, Brittany McDonald.
Nice to meet everybody. Bye, guys.
Email her, BrittanyMcDonaldMusic@gmail.com. Brittany will be with us next year. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.